Here we are again, Richard, after a summer which has been disappointing again for the men's side of things, with the under-21s this time around, and English talent remains a hot topic. We're what, 3 years into the elite player performance plan? Is it working?
Well, you know, you say three, it's only three, I would say. We've always said it's probably six to seven. We're about to start the second cycle. The clubs are about to be re-audited. We're about to go through the next four-year phase. I think I will be interesting to have this discussion in 3 to 4 years' time, but we always said it was going to be a long-term plan. And when you talk to all the experts, all the people who've done this before, all the people who've been there before in the development phase, 3 years is too short a time. But there are some players coming through, and there are lots of English players coming through that are as good as anybody in the world, and it's a question of bringing more of them through. More and better homegrown players is what it's all about.
Is the FA's idea of quotas, increasing the quotas possibly to 12 English players, is that the answer?
Well, I know much has been made of that. Clearly, I think, again, we've been saying this forever. We don't think quotas is necessarily the answer. Although, of course, we do have a quota at the moment. Eight of our 25-man squad has to be homegrown. It's much easier for the media to make much of what we disagree about with the FA, but actually, fundamentally, we agree on the same objective. We want more and better homegrown players, period. The tactics of how you get there, actually what you have to do that, and we might disagree on some of that, but fundamentally, we are aligned in terms of what we're trying to achieve.
Without those quotas, though, I mean, Harry Kane's a great example. This time last year, it looked like he just might be a squad player, but he got that chance, and look at him now. With the increase in quotas, would we not find more Harry Kanes?
Well, I don't think we necessarily would, because I don't think you're going to find any more. It might give them some more game time, and I think that's one of obviously the advantages of it. But when you talk to the managers, and we can only talk, you know, who am I or who are you in many ways to have the expert knowledge on this. But when you talk to the managers, and we talk to all the managers about this, and they are almost unanimously agreed that it's got to be a qualitative development programme that makes these players better players rather than artificially put quotas in. And it's very interesting listening to Slaven Bilic in the last couple of days talking about his experiences in Russia and in Turkey, where, again, you know, all these quotas were introduced. This is what it does, and it introduces false behaviour, puts false values on players. There's all sorts of negative impacts as well that people have to go and study. So, again, you know, we are not in agreement that quotas is the answer, but fundamentally, that's about the only thing we disagree on. Everything else, in terms of homegrown players, in terms of wanting more and better homegrown players, investment in grassroots facilities, you know, all the things that the FA are talking about, chime with us, because we've been talking about them for some time and are happy to support them on it.
And who knows, one of these kids who are starting to warm up outside here might be stars of the future. And as you see them warm up, Richard, as you said earlier, this is what today's all about, really, isn't it?
It is, yes. And people like, you know, Wilfried Zaha came through a kicks programme, Raheem Sterling. And so, again, these programmes, especially into schools, we were into something like 4,500 schools last year, our clubs, in terms of coaching. If they can get in and widen the talent pool at the base and then put proper coaching, proper facilities, decent coaching, inspirational coaching, really, and that's the human element is so important. If you can just widen that talent base and maybe just find and unearth talent that we didn't actually know was there, that's got to be good.